Womp, womp, bam, chicka, chicka. It's from Ferris Bueller.
Right.
All right, go.
You got fucked, Jay. I can hear you going. God, it's like your beard is like trying to whisper. Help. Help. He hasn't fucking washed me. God damn it. Bring me back to Ryan Fitzpatrick, please. He used Salsom Blue and fucking Just for Men. It was awesome.
Why are we recording this? Like,
we are.
All right.
No, I'm not even doing the ad. Now it's just fucking riff. You wanted the riff. I'm done. I'm not doing an ad. We're just riffing.
Dude.
I've had enough.
Come check us out.
The fucking Kool-Aid. No, the fucking Kool-Aid, man.
Come check us out.
Fucking dick. Michael Jackson doing some shady shit through the 90s. The Kool-Aid man was busting through walls in the little kid's bedroom talking about, oh, yeah. Shit, Lexington.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Lexington. Yeah, why is it a question at the end, Jay? You know he walked in on a
trip. Okay?
You know the Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah?
That's when the Kool-Aid man walked in on a trans thing and went, oh, yeah? What the fuck is that?
Oh, shit. Hey.
What Angel is trying to say is, if you made it even into the first minute and 45 seconds, the Upper Poor is covering the NFL draft live at 7. We're going to do a breakdown pick by pick. Thanks, Jay. We're going to do a breakdown pick by pick and go through it and follow it along. If you guys are bored, we'll be on Facebook Live, the JAB Podcast Network. All right, there you go. That took so
Thank you.
Long.
Woo!
That's all I wanted to do, and you were like incorporating a threesome.
That's the best part.
Your menage a trois sucked.
Oh, yeah.
That's all we needed.
Thank you.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I am in such a weird high
I'm depriving you of all your hat dignity. I want all my flat bills back.
Bro, she made brownies and I have my guy. Bro, it feels great.
Oh shit. Oh yeah. Guys, we are rocking this.
Oh, fuck.
That's 10 seconds lost. Come on.
I was at a loss.
No.
He said I was at a loss.
No.
My bad.
Come on.
I'm so sorry. My bad, bro. I thought we were just going, bro.
We are, but you can't.
Bro, I know. I totally forgot how this shit was here, bro.
I know.
I'm kind of starting to regret the fact that we've been using my last name.
Too late, bitch.
You're fine now.
We get someone like coming after me.
All I know is that I want to see,
because you like New England, huh?
All I know is that we need to start sharing this because we need more than the 30 people who have listened. Shout out to those 30 though, because I only listened to it once, so. It ain't all me listening to it 1,000 times. There's at least, we get about 26 people an episode.
Yeah, I've told plenty of people to listen. I have a couple.
Yeah, dude, I've literally gone into people's phones and made them subscribe so they see. I've said, hey, you got your phone real quick? And I've gone to their podcast app and fucking did it, man. Hey.
Make it happen.
My grandma's sharing this shit.
If we see you in the street, we grab your phone and we press the subscribe ourselves.
My grandma,
we don't care. Just give us your phone.
My grandma probably goes to the local McDonald's at her house and says, my grandson is an art. He has a podcast going on and I think you should listen to it. And here's me talking about the time that my dad's dying and I'm just hoping to God I don't have a kid. Another kid.
Oh my goodness. Oh man. Jesus, football was great. Playing football with you assholes was probably the best time. It just sucks that
I don't want to talk about football.
Jay doesn't have a leg anymore. That's why we can't go in locker rooms and like plan on where we're gonna go right after. That was the best part: going to a bar, sitting there, and talking shit about everything that happened and anything that happened.
At a semi-pro game, for sure.
Oh, it was the best thing. Those were the best moments.
So off the field, the best moment you had with your teammates?
I'd probably just say going to the UFC fights at Two Stooges. Those were alright. I mean,
yeah,
it was fun. I had good laughs. Enough people. Jason was good shit.
Yeah, I
remember
it that the UFC is not as like they don't have any crazy big names that pop out anymore.
The UFC kind of, I feel like it hit its peak just in like how hot it got, and now it's like even if it's like close or similar, it's like it's not as fun as it was when like Conor was like talking so much shit to Aldo in 2014 that like, you know, that like you just, it's hard not to love.
Right. I mean,
there's still nobody that can hold a belt for a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Like everybody's holding a belt for like more than two defenses pops for some shit.
Right.
Or they're like dropping out every other fight. Like you can't even order a fight more than like the day before because some shit's gonna happen where it's not gonna be the same card.
Well, and part of that's that new wave too. Like everyone's an athlete now. You know, like everybody, all these kids are devoting their whole lives to it, and now they're catching up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, practices were fun. You're just fucking laughing and, like, hanging out and doing fucking, you know, the absolute nothing. It was like a 7-on-7 for 2 fucking hours.
Oh, man.
Most ridiculous shit in the world. That's just how you get hurt. People are getting, can't see.
Filled with potholes, too.
And people are taking rib shots, and I finally just said, what the fuck am I doing? Why are we even practicing?
Todd?
Yeah. Yeah, what the hell, Todd? What the hell, Todd?
Man. It's crazy. No, I'm sorry. I want to go into another sports thing, but Tiger Woods won the goddamn Masters, man.
It's done and over.
Yeah. I just seen this story on this site saying a guy bet his pregnant wife that if Tiger Woods won the Masters, they'll name their kid Tiger.
Cool. That's, you know,
that's, what is just stupid ass stories. Why are stories like this even like, why is this?
It's the same reason you watch stories
on Barstool. Oh, nice.
It's the same reason you watch people who get tattoos of like the Broncos Super Bowl 54 champions. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. You did this specifically to get on ESPN.
Yeah.
You know,
that's, why would you even, oh man, I would suck. What would you cover that shit up with, man?
Can we get a fantasy league going where like we have to do bets at the end? Like the worst record has to get a tattoo, and like the tattoo would be like a Care Bear on your arm with like a Care Bear showing its tattoo on its arm, and it would be your losing record.
Did you guys watch the league?
Yeah, I did.
Nope.
I feel like, yeah, that's the kind of shit you're talking about. Like, a fantasy football league with, like, real consequences.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just hard to find people with, like, that level of commitment who actually give a fuck.
Like us three.
Every guy watched the show, the league, and was like, man, I want that to be my life. But then, like, you're sitting around and, like, okay, you have to do whatever I want. And they're like, okay, fuck.
No,
that.
I'm not. Doing see, that. No, like, that's gay. Beer. That's gay. But, like, to actually go out and, like, have the consequence be like, fuck, man, I ain't getting a tattoo of a panda shaving its asshole on my fucking, like, thigh, you know? Like,
I would do the tattoo thing, but it's got to be something that's just not that crazy.
No, see, I want it to be that crazy, but we can hide it, like, on your hip. You know, like where I want the panda's head, every time you put on a pair of underwear, it just seeps over, like, the neck. You see the panda head pop out every time you put on your undies.
Does the champion get to choose the tattoo, or the tattoo's already chosen from the beginning of the season?
Well, what we would do is the worst record can either spin the wheel, and the wheel will have terrible tattoo ideas, or we can all just collectively come up with a decision with a vote.
Oh, because if I won the league, and the loser would definitely get my face tattooed on that.
See, and we could make a vote if we wanted Angels.
Wait, I have to get your face tattooed on me again?
Yeah, again. That's definitely what I would definitely. Oh yeah, for sure.
Suppose I was
my dreads out too.
I love that.
Like I would get like a Sports Illustrated thing where like the hair is all out. Like I have
Troy Polamalu.
Yep, that would be the fucking picture too. to rope around your thigh, my dreads.
What I'd like for you to tattoo is, like, if Jay was ever lost in the ghetto, be like, please return Angel Maldonado, a.k.a. Coco Puff. The corner of
me on a milk carton.
The corner of Lindale and 31st.
Oh shit!
There's just a bridge with like a shady guy. You know, Angel? What? Why?
Oh my goodness, man. Yeah, man. But we just gotta find what, 7 other motherfuckers.
So if you're listening to this, 10 minutes or hey, 11 minutes in. We are looking for guys who really want to get into a fantasy. I mean,
we really want to find guys that are okay with tattooing my face on
them. No semen or feces, okay? That's not weird. Happening. No piss.
That's
no
gross.
Hey, R. Kelly's out on bail if that's what you're looking for. But like funny shit.
Bro.
Like I want
doesn't he have like $600 to his name right now?
Something like that. Lucky.
I think he got a paycheck today.
Is it bad that I'm poorer than R. Kelly?
No, it's bad that R. Kelly's around your level, and he's been singing fucking One Wish and all this other bullshit.
Just go for broke, then. Why even have any money? I suppose you need an Uber to go get some beer or whatever.
Yeah.
This shit's killing my life, man! Yo, motherfucker,
killing me with this shit, man!
There you go.
Hey, man, that shit... That man, what was he doing? What was he doing? Hey, shout out to Gail. Shout out to Gail. That was the best part. Sit down, Robert. Sit down. You're looking like the victim. Sit down. Wow. And R. Kelly didn't just like snap there and just go like, bitch, fuck you. I'm not a victim. This is real.
There was a Sean O'Connery. I love the one where he's talking about hitting women. And then they have the YouTube video where he like fake gets up and actually slaps her off the fucking off the seat.
Oh.
He's like he's Jay, I know Jay loves my Sean O'Connery. When he goes, oh yes, I do believe that I do I do believe that sometimes a woman, you know, could use a slap just to get her mind right again, you know. Sometimes a man needs to just force himself and get the woman straight. Fucking. And then all of a sudden the woman's like, are you saying you promote that? And he just gets up and smacks the shit out of her on the YouTube video.
Oh my goodness.
It's so great.
Oh, Jesus. God.
All I want to talk about is NBA basketball right now, and neither of you assholes are interested.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh, I forget. My nigga Jay got me.
Dude. Is KD...
Hey, do we love that... sorry, we're going to go to hockey. That I hate the sport of hockey now. How in the fuck is the number one team in the league, killing everyone. Tampa Bay. And then Sid the Kid. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Islanders. Yeah, they're okay. All this other bullshit.
Bullshit.
What? Helen, can you shut up, please?
Fuck you, man.
No, we're in the middle of a show, man. Can you shut up?
No.
Oh, are you going to say something? You want to come and say something better than the fucking sports?
No.
No, come on up. You got the balls to say something. Come on.
No.
Hey, man. Hermit, can you just sit down, please?
Man, fuck you, man.
You know what? Get out, then. Just get out.
All right. No, he's fine.
Okay.
Fuck him, man.
I'm so confused right now.
Son of a bitch.
Bro, that's not cool, man. Jay, just don't worry. Just never mind him, man. He's just in the background.
Don't worry about him. Sometimes we get some live guys in here, and it might be assholes sometimes. It's not okay, but
we got to deal with it.
I feel anyway. Like I'm not a part of this bit, and I don't understand it.
Your wife is.
Hermit.
Hermit. Hey, man.
Hermit. Knock that shit off.
Oh, shit. Hey, you ain't gonna say that. Hey, Hermit, man. What's wrong with you, man? You can't say that shit.
All right, he's done. He's done.
Oh, my God.
That's not cool, man. Get out.
All right.
Jay's like, what the fuck?
What?
I know, Jay.
Jay, it's all right, bro.
Jay, so I didn't tell you this, Jay. I have a Nova brought in a frog not too long ago. It's like a toad. Name's Hermit. Are you sharpening pencils, you fucking asshole?
Is he really sharpening pencils, bro? Like, how is that so accurate?
What is he doing? Oh, he's just rubbing shit on a can.
Can you... Jay, that picks up so well.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Fucking
children.
This is why I'm not getting married.
You just resort to rubbing shit on cans.
Yeah, kinda. I was wondering if I could write on it, but I can't. It's a pen.
Oh. No, you can't write on your protein drink. Jesus.
Ooh. Hey, man. I thought we said get out,
man. Hey, man.
Whoa. All right, man. Let me talk to you here. What the fuck is this,
Hermit? We're trying to have a show, and you're on here.
You're Hermit, bitch.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck who you are.
Okay.
But the problem is that you in the background talking shit. We're in the middle of a fucking show.
I'm right here, motherfucker.
Yeah. So what you got to say now? What is so cool that you got to sit here and disrupt the show and shit?
You spent 5 years on 2K, and your player's 68 overall.
You know what?
You fucking suck.
It's 90. My overall is 91, first of all.
Who the fuck's a center?
Yeah, you know what? Centers are important, motherfucker. So I don't know why you playing with me. Damn. Anyway, can we get back to basketball? Can we get back to basketball, bro. Hermit? Let's get back to basketball, huh? Since you want to talk about 2K.
Okay.
Who had the better career? Tim Duncan or Kobe Bryant?
For what, ball handling?
Just career-wise. They both won 5 rings. They both stayed with the same team.
Angel, you're the best ball handler I know.
I think Kobe, just because I think, like, he's got... I think there's a lot of, like, great power forwards. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's just, I don't know, Duncan, man. I was never a Duncan guy. Mm-hmm. It's probably because he was, like, growing up, it was like him and KG were putting up, like, the same numbers, and I was a KG guy.
Tim Duncan had a great fucking career. That motherfucker is actually really fucking good.
Let me tell you something, man.
Did you just do a line of man.
Recordings, man. Laws, man. Gotcha. Charles Barkley, man. No credit, man. No credit at all, yeah, man.
So you're saying Charles Barkley is better than both of them?
Phoenix.
What type of basketball? Man, he has no rings, man. He has no rings. He was just a loud mouth trash talker. That's why Shaq bullies him on the fucking TNT show every fucking night.
The Diesel.
Shit, what have you been up to, Kermit? How about that? What you been up to, man?
Hermit, motherfucker.
Hermit, same shit. What? You're just a punk-ass frog, man. How about that? Punk-ass frog.
We're going to get fucking too.
This is not working.
Just because Jay is...
Jay is so out of it. Jay, Jesus Christ.
Jay is not in.
Can you...
We're making a fake thing with Kermit the Frog. Is that it?
Well, it wasn't Kermit. It was Hermit.
It's Hermit.
Hermit?
He's
Hermit
a pervert. He's a fucking trash-talking frog that got brought in
toad.
By... Or toad that got brought in the house by Nova.
This was your riff. This is how I riff. I have nothing else to offer.
Bit Killer Jones.
That could be it.
Apparently.
Don't say that. You could have joined in.
Yeah, you just were just out of it. Then you started typing and shit.
Hey, you see two unattractive women going at it, Jay, and you're telling me if they offered you into a three-way, you're not going in? Me and Angel were the two disgusting women that are going to offer you maybe the grossest three-way possible. And that was the moment you just slide in. No questions asked on a drunk night you hopefully don't remember. That was your chance. Could have done it with Hermit.
And you didn't. You just didn't.
Oh, shit. I know. That's my fault.
It's okay. Jay, what do I got? What kind of stories do you want to hear? Give me like some sort of problem you saw in society that you think might have caused me to be who I am. Let me give me something. I bet you I can correlate a story to something. Or give me a favorite. Give me a favorite that might get you to laugh, or something I've told you that you want me to explain.
Man, I don't know, dude. Angel, I'm just kind of out of it right now.
I know you look like it.
Trying to think, man, in basement days.
I've had you fuckers laughing about a few things. I just can't think of any. This is probably terrible podcast content, but this is what happens when we riff.
Hey, Angel, Lakers want Tyronn Lue to have a second meeting. I guess he's a front runner for what it's worth.
How are they? The problem is, who's now interested in going to the Lakers as a big name? With all the bullshit that's going on, Magic leaving and all that other bullshit, what the fuck are they going to do, man? Who are they going to get? Who's really, really, really willing to go into L.A. with LeBron, with a team that doesn't have a GM, with all these young guys, and a coach that hasn't... They're going coach to coach every fucking year now. They need to figure out a solid, solid solution. Tyronn Lue, I don't think... Is he really in the locker room coaching LeBron? You need someone to coach LeBron. Yeah. So if LeBron... If you don't have no one that's going to coach LeBron, then you need to put real IQ baller all-stars with him and let them figure it the fuck out. And you're just the guy that calls a couple timeouts when you need to. Grab a clipboard and give it to LeBron so he could do a fucking play. Because right now, it sounds like LeBron is uncoachable.
I mean, has LeBron ever been coached?
I mean, damn. I mean, Stefolosha did. I believe that. I believe that Stefolosha actually had a lot when it comes to building.
He's a mentor.
Yeah, yeah. He built trying to figure out IQ. He was that guy in the back doing the films and shit and show LeBron, hey, film watching. Stat watching every move is how you do this shit. I believe that Stefolosha, the coach down there, really fucking helped LeBron become who LeBron is now, IQ wise.
You mean Spoelstra?
Spoelstra, that's his fucking name. Jesus Christ.
I was gonna say Stefolosha.
Stefolosha is the fucking guard. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Spoelstra. I believe that really happened with Pat Riley down there.
Yeah.
The only way this shit works now is if Pat Riley comes over and the coach comes over. Or LeBron goes back to Miami.
Yeah. Spoelstra's been not... I mean, I think he's a good coach. Like, I think would... I mean, LeBron would obviously listen to Coach K. Would he listen to Cal? Would he listen to... the answer is Greg Popovich.
Yeah, but I think...
But LeBron should have thought of that.
Here's my thing. That Popovich...
Fucking sucks.
Even though...
you fuckers want to talk fucking who's going to coach the Lakers?
Yes! We're in the middle of this.
After we just said fuck sports, now we're going to talk who the fuck... Stefolosha and who the... What? Pat Riley? Like you...
Yes!
Bobby, I got a great bit after this, though. It's who would you take right now? Russ Westbrook or Damian Lillard?
Ooh.
I wouldn't give a shit. Damian Lillard. I don't know. I play 2K16 still, so I don't. At this point, they're nothing anyways.
I just need to buy you the game. Fuck it, just buy it for you. If you buy it, then you know where all the players are.
I refuse to fucking play. I'm not giving up my PS3 until that fucking thing dies. That thing deserves the samurai's ways out because honestly, it stayed up through countless nights of fucking Netflix that I never shut off in my downstairs basement, all the way through college that I never did that shit. I got that when I was 16 fucking years old. That thing is gonna be 10 fucking years old, and I took a vacuum hose to it like a year ago and vacuumed. I can't tell you how much dust, but I must have put a protective coating around everything in there because that thing still runs with a little hum. That's all it is, a little hum. But, like, dude,
Oh my
God. I'm not Bob, getting Bob rid it. Of it. I'm not. Bob, no way.
Bob, you are.
I took that over a permit, bro.
Resourceful.
Bobby, you said you're not getting married, but it sounds like you kind of already are.
No, no, to the Xbox or to the PS3. Yes.
The commitment
Dude,
is real.
I'm using a fucking cord, a corded wire. The PS3, my yeah. PS3 controller oh broke. My dude gave me like a fucking handheld like plug in the fucking controller, and I've been using that.
How is that thing still running?
Dude, I don't fucking know, man. I refuse to buy a PS4 until that.
Well, they're coming out with PS5, so you can just
nope. Perfect. A 4 will last me another 10 years.
Why? Just get the 5. Just like it's
it
like
doesn't
a car.
Matter.
Just get the
but
5
Angel,
and then
Angel,
make that work for 20
for
years.
For 2K?
Yeah. Just get the PS. So when the PS5 comes out, just buy that, and that will last you 10 years.
What's it gonna take? Is it gonna take NCAA football coming back?
Oh,
but only
duh.
On PS5? Yeah.
Yes, of course. That's he would go buy. He would fucking 3 a.m. Black Friday shop that bitch. And let me tell you something about Bob. He can't do none of that. Go out and just fucking stand in lines for fucking in the cold just for a fucking PS5. He would think it's absolutely horrible. And he would if they say, you know what? NCAA. Pat, he would pay $300. He would pay $1,000 for it. At least $1,000 for the shit. What is your limit on it? If it
okay,
came out?
First off, there's Immaculate Gaming is making a fake college football game. It's 126 fake colleges, like Minnesota Tech is going to be one of them, but they're going to throw in everything that fucking NCAA had, plus more. I've been following it. I almost fucking donated to it. I'm just poor and cheap, and I was like, well, you know what? I'll just buy the fucking game, and thank God I didn't, but they have some developers that came in and a whole market team that followed them, and they were going to release sometime last year, and now they're going to build up to 2020, so... that might be when, if it's an easy format, I might be, if I can get it on my PS3, I'm not getting rid of it.
There's no way in hell they're dropping that shit on the PS3.
Dude, they might just drop it on PlayStation Network.
Then it's there. Then you get it.
I'd be all over that.
No, I don't know, I just don't play any other video games besides, like, 2K or, like, NCAA. I'm not a Madden guy.
I used to be.
Dude, you would love it.
Nah, I've played it. It's just it's not the same. NCAA
just get
changed
the cards
it, man.
And all that other shit in there.
NCAA changed it.
Dude, I can't do that ultimate team shit.
Oh yeah, no. I do the head to head. I play people with real teams. That's what I do on the game. I love that shit.
See, I like the franchise. That's always been fun.
Oh yeah, franchise is dope too. I do that too.
Did you guys ever play NFL Coach?
No, I never wanted to be a coach.
I never really bought it. No.
When I would get bored, I would like not play the game. I would do the whole off season on Madden, and then I would just simulate my season.
What would you do during the season? Just call plays and all this shit then?
No, I'd simulate it.
Well, I'm just saying, like during the season, like if you actually played it.
Oh, I mean, I'd play, but I'd just get sick because like I mean, against the computer, I fucking kill it.
Okay.
So, like, you'd win every season, so I'd be like, all right, well, I'm just going to see how the computer does it, and if I build a good team, then that's what it was.
Oh, gotcha.
And it was fun. Like, I'd have fun doing that. Like, you know, you could pick up Julius Peppers and, like, just I had no idea of, like, at 14 what a cap space meant, so, like,
right.
I would just fucking overpay players and just give them the max signing bonus and then not be able, like, be, like, in debt so much money the next year.
Right.
Then I would just, like... quit my team and fucking go to, like, a shittier, like, worse team. That was my whole thing. And then I just have to, be like, work their team to, like, be good. So, like, 4 seasons after I simulate that in a day, I'd do 4 off seasons or something. Dude, there are days where I'd knock out an entire NCAA season.
Jeez.
Like, start of preseason all the way through to the next season.
You need that game so bad, huh?
I did that one time, and I felt so bad about myself.
When I lived alone in that apartment, that is all I did when I had time off. I'd turn the AC on, and I would just fucking play that game all day long.
See, I play like 7 different games now, and it's just amazing. Like, I'm up to date on all my games. I'm playing in tournaments and all this other shit, and you got and you're just playing these old games.
I bought The Last of Us. So I had a breakthrough. I went out and bought The Last of Us, and I think I got stuck 3 minutes into the game to the point where I go, "This is so fucking stupid." I just quit. I never played it again. I'm stuck in this ditch and I can't get out of it.
That's why you don't play great games.
No, and I bought like a.
You need to find like the jump button and get out of the fucking.
No, it's game. Not that easy, man. I've tried so many times. I fucking screamed.
Hey, on Thursday, that's what we're doing. We're gonna just break it out and see if me and Jake can.
I might have thrown it. I might have thrown it because I said it was useless. I have like a bunch of Assassin's Creed I haven't touched once.
Oh, those are really good games.
I know.
Too.
I don't give a fuck. Oh, I bought them because they were like $5, and I just said fuck it.
Oh my goodness.
Dude,
he's just stuck in a ditch.
I'm so pissed. It's like a rundown house.
Three minutes in.
Dude, it's like a rundown house, and all of a sudden I fall down this ditch, and they just have like the best like ground coverage ever, and they all just smirk the fuck out of me, and I can't get out of it. Every time I restart, I fall down this fucking hill.
You can't turn the car,
dude,
or whatever.
No, you're I'm doing. Dude. It's like how you're supposed to. It's like after the first, like they tell you how they got sick. Yeah. It's supposed to be like you going to get like your first supply run. It's literally like the tutorial, and I'm fucking stuck. Like, and it pisses me off so bad.
Are you hitting the gas to go,
bro? There's no driving. It's you fucking running.
Oh, like, running?
Yeah, and these motherfuckers murk
you.
Why
are you staying up the hill, dude?
Dude, I told you I got stuck. When I wasn't paying attention or something, and now, like, anytime I come back to the game, I immediately fall into the ditch. It alerts whoever, and they all fucking just shoot the shit out of me.
Because
I'm going to either fucking not play the game, or I'm going to get out of the predicament I am in.
Well, just restart from the beginning.
No, did you not just hear me? I am too close to the beginning to not get myself out of this and then restart.
It sucks.
That's why I haven't touched it.
Oh my god! Don't let a shitty game like that ruin you from your experience. It completely
ruined my fucking experience.
Oh my
that
god,
and I please. Bought this fucking Dragon Knight game. Okay, I was like, I was looking for something. I said I want it to be like World of Warcraft. I said, just get me the... I went in there. I was like, dude, just here's $30. Find me something that's closest to World of Warcraft. He gives me this fucking thing, okay? The first 5 minutes, I'm not kidding you. This is how fucking quick I went back and gave this game back. I put it in. Every time I fucking hit any button, this little character went, kick, 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 punch, punch, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, okay, I'll just like... figure out how to turn this volume out, and like, nah, wasn't happening. It was like, it was just, I got back in my, I didn't even eat my fucking food. I got back in my car, I drove back up to GameStop and said, hey man, I just want to return this game, it was $20. He goes, did you even play it? I go, yeah man, I did, and it sucked. The first 2 minutes sucked. And he goes, I severely think you need to retry this game. And I said, no, I'm not kidding you, I just want my money back. And he was like, dude, I really, you should at least wait 24 hours. I go, nah. I'm already here, man. Just,
I
said,
yeah, back.
I was like, fuck this game, man. And I've tried, I put myself out there, I've spent the money, you know, 20.
Did you tell him the reason why you're returning it is because the character says annoying things?
I said, what is this, Mike Tyson's punch out? Just fucking, ha.
Oh,
like I said, like Mortal Kombat, Hayaku! And fucking just yelling random shit every time you do a high jumping kick, man. It was like, fuck you.
Oh my god. That don't. If I've, like, got you to the right direction when it comes to games.
You're not.
What are you playing in fucking tournaments, Angel?
Gears of War, Rainbow Six. And then I'm. Other games I'm playing is 2K, Madden, Apex, Anthem.
That Anthem sucked.
I'm waiting for the PvP to come out. Once PvP comes out, then I can see what the game's really about. I hate when they drop games and they let you like play it because they want the season. They want people to actually fall in love with the story of the game. So they don't let PvP come out right away. So I'm just waiting for PvP to come out to see how it goes.
What do you get if you win these tournaments?
There's cash.
Pride.
You're putting in 50 bucks or 25 or whatever, and then you just
Angel through and. Angel and his sweet ass team have leather jackets that every time they win, they put memorabilia down it. Angel's got tassels down the fucking arms. Oh, it looks like he rides a Harley.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, I wish I was that cool.
Angel's fucking nick. What's Angel's nickname in a E League?
Steve.
My gamer tag? I can tell you my gamer tag is just Starboy.
The Puerto Rican raccoon, that's what you are. And you're just
that would work too, the PR.
Yeah, raccoon. I know.
That'd be cool.
I know. Well, you're just letting people know your ethnicity, but also, you know, raccoons are stealthy, but yet everybody wants to love them.
Yeah. You should change your gamer tag to the weekday.
The weekday. No.
That's what you want to be.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay with being
Angel. I just realized that's a complete rip-off of the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. So
Puerto Rican raccoon.
We cannot use that.
No,
we can't. You are the Costa Rican raccoon now.
Costa Rican. All right, we'll just find another Latin country. Costa Rica. All right, cool.
Would you prefer Ecuador?
There's not even raccoons in Costa Rica.
Would you prefer Ecuador?
I bet there's no raccoons in Ecuador.
There's raccoons in Ecuador. They're a varmint.
Let's see.
Are you going to Google this?
Oh, you goddamn right.
Why don't you ask Jeeves, motherfucker?
No. Ask Jeeves, motherfucker.
Fuck Jeeves.
Dial up. Did I show you guys my Wi-Fi? What's my Wi-Fi again? Isn't it Creepy Guy Next Door?
Yeah, Creepy Guy Next Door. Yeah.
Nobody wants to be on that Wi-Fi network. I can't wait for my neighbor. I met my neighbor today. And, like, I saw an angel. I like, let the dog out. And he goes, hey! And I was like, oh, shit. So I was shutting the door. And he yelled, hey. So I fucking go out barefoot, walk through my yard. And, like, the dude, like, I go to shake his hand, and he's, like, surprised. And then he's like, yeah, man, I've seen your daughter out here. How old is she? And, you know, I say, whatever. No, my daughter's close to the same age. And he asked me what school, and I tell him. And then his daughter looks at me and says, she's losing a tooth, or she lost a tooth. And I said, I shake my fist, and I go, I know. My kid's been wiggling hers, and I tell her, anytime she wants it out, I got her. And the kid fucking just stares at me. And the dad kind of, I don't know if he does a nervous laugh or he kind of did a dad laugh where he's like, ha, ha, ha. And then I go, all right. No, and then I go, all right, man. And he goes, well, we should get the kids together. And I go, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, yeah, when I get her. And he goes, so we'll get them together? I go, all right, man, I'm going in. I just started walking in and I'm going, I'm not good at small talk anymore in my awkward ways, but it's like, what the I just said, yeah, man, like, that was what we started our conversation with. Why are you reaffirming it two more times? Like,
because he wants a
bro,
friend.
He's got a little ass, like, just garden fence. Like, I'm about to put up a big ass fence if you ask me that question one more time. Like,
hey, no, you can't come
fuck, man. This is America. One time is good enough to ask if you want to hang out. Like, stop. Okay? Like, dude, I'm a hermit in my fucking house. I don't like... I come in and I stay in. I'll go out my patio. I'll give you a wave. Leave it at fucking that. You ain't living here. Why the fuck do we gotta talk to each other?
You look so friendly.
Yeah, that's great.
They just want to be
I'm a 25-year-old asshole. Just leave me the fuck alone.
Well, maybe that's an asshole that you guys have, like, assholes in common.
No. See, I need to, like, Jade move, like, in my neighborhood.
Why? Jade does not look like someone that you can get along with. Put you guys side to side. Jade looks like a sophisticated-ass lumberjack, and you look like you actually work with your hands.
Yeah.
Jade does not look like he works
with his hands. Right, so what Jade's going to do is just stalk his like, I'm not allowed in the house, but, like, if he puts, like, a beer fridge in the garage, I'll just come over and, like, do landscaping and shit for him, and he'll just come out in his lumberjack outfit and, like, talk to me, and everyone will be like, well, of course, Jay knows what he's doing. He's just, he's not going to do what poor people need to do. Let the guy who has...
He comes out in his lumberjack, so he just, like, has an axe in his hand, and he's just like...
Yeah.
You are painting these walls like I would.
Jay, did you buy those boots with dirt on them? Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
I just saw Nordstrom's is selling a pair of man jeans that are $420. That are just dirty. Like they literally put dirt on it to make it look like you were out in the field. It's like, or you could just go buy a pair of light wash jeans and go out in the field and just fucking get dirty.
Why? What is this style of looking dirty?
No, it's to make it look like you're an actual fucking man.
Oh, that's what it is?
Okay. Here's my thing. I don't want fucking distressed jeans because I'm going to tell you right now, if I wore painter's pants with distress on them, it'd look like I'm fucking poor. So I don't have jeans. I have two pair of jeans and I haven't bought jeans in 4 fucking years. I have 2 pair of jeans in 4 fucking years. I'm happy with that.
Like 4 pair of jeans a year.
Well, that's because you fucking are melting weight off you.
Whoa. Yeah. It's insane. It sucks. There's a lot of money buying fucking clothes.
Dude, I got some shit for you too. I'll hook you up on Thursday, Angel.
Thank you, very, very much.
See.
So, how about just? I want to go back to that. If he just opens his garage door and you just see a fridge there and it just like has a beer sign on it, and like you see and like it needs work in there,
like what? Like, Jay's?
No, him, the guy, your neighbor.
Oh.
Like, how about, like, he tells you, like, you're like, oh, what do you do for work? Oh, I'm a painter. He's like, oh, really? Hey, we've been looking for a painter.
That's awesome.
Why don't you come over and, yeah, like, and I'll then take start your money. Talking to him?
Yeah, I'll take your money.
But then he wants to be your friend.
No.
No. It's okay to be friendly.
I told Sage, we do walks with my dog, right? And we walk around our neighborhood. Well, you know, I know what fucking painter's pants look like. I wear them every day. Right. So the dude, I've seen him already. I go, he's a painter. And Sage goes, how do you know? I go, he's a painter. Sure as fuck, guy walks right, you know, he's walking out and comes over to pet my dog real quick. And I go, hey, man, yard work today, huh? And he goes, yeah. I go, it's not paint, though, is it? And because he's got painter's pants, he goes, nah. And he fucking just goes back and do his shit. And I'm like, all right. And I looked at Sage and I go, I planted the seed. And she goes, what the fuck does that mean? I go, I planted the seed. Like, I was like, the guy's a painter, and now at some point I'm going to walk by again, and he's going to ask me, you know, what do you do? I'm a fucking painter. Oh, really? And I said, that's networking.
I feel now that you don't like this neighbor. Because you told me if Jay moves in, you'll be friends with him. You're walking around, he's like, oh, he's a painter. You know what? I could network with him, and I could probably be his friend working with him, and this and that. You probably just don't like that guy.
To the guy who's obviously 20 years older than me, and I have a kid that's older than his, he made a severe life mistake, and I don't want to hear about his mistakes because he had kids way too fucking late.
He's just in this neighborhood.
He's here to die. This man is going to live out his best years in that house, mad, probably angrily drunk. That this is how late he decided to have a child.
And he can bring his youth.
That he's going to be the guy who's like, hey, that's cool your grandpa made it to your softball game.
Bro, you could be the youth. You could, like, bring him, like, be that cool dude, young guy that hangs out with the guy. I already am.
When I just started walking away from a conversation that I didn't know had clearly not ended yet, I'm sure that guy was like, man, he is a badass. Barefoot, I'm fucking wearing a long sleeve and basketball shorts, just hating the world that I'm even fucking standing there. Dude, just let me live in my house alone.
He just wants to come borrow some Pop-Tarts for his daughter
it's,
one day.
It's bad enough there's like one window in my kitchen that I don't have a blind on, so it's like every morning I can just see him get into his fucking like car, and I'm usually shirtless or sometimes naked, but there's like a covering on the bottom, so for sure all it looks like is like I just don't have like pants on, or I just don't have a shirt on, but like fully, I've waved to him at least once fully fucking nude, and the guy's just been like, right on, man. And I can't hear him bump. He bumped some shit, Angel. There was a couple times I go, why the fuck is Angel here? And, like, it's my next-door neighbor, and it's Volkswagen, and it's like...
First off, for everyone to listen, I do not drive a Volkswagen.
No.
Yeah. Fuck's wrong with you? You fucking just on my street cred.
You just drive the Driving While Black Special.
Hey, it's a great car. Hey, man.
Chrysler.
How about if he's just looking at you like he's just like every morning he's like, you think the window's there, but he's actually just looking at your junk every morning?
It's nothing special.
He's just like,
I've hey, I man. Have always said that I am a I'm a grower, not a shower, so you know, I'm all balls when you first look at me.
Alright, man. We're definitely moving away from this one. Jay.
Yes.
You are fucking ridiculous.
How so?
I don't know. You're just fucking just
Jay,
sitting there.
How erect do your nipples get on average at work?
Ooh.
That mall atmosphere.
Like a three.
Can we all tell each other the most awkward places we've masturbated?
Fuck no.
All right.
Wow, really throwing that out there, Bob.
That's Bob,
you don't. Here's the thing: you don't bring that up unless you got a really fucking interesting place.
I bet he was like upside down somewhere.
Do we want
to bet? Bob, blink twice to as a funeral.
No, it was not.
Funeral, baptism, wedding. Was it in a church of some kind?
I mean, no.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, you did, you fucking weirdo.
Are you talking about? No, I did not. When I was a freshman on a church retreat at Gustavus College.
Oh, Gustavus.
If they didn't make you leave on a Friday, I would have been good, but. That second day was too much for me. I had to do something.
Yeah, I mean, you're medically in danger at that point.
I mean, I was fucking 14, 15 years old, man. That's... I was gonna overfill.
Okay. All right.
This
yeah.
one's gonna cut.
Let's
Bobby, your grandma's gonna share the shit out of you.
He usually
you gotta leave it.
He usually gets going pretty good at about the 47 mark.
Now you gotta leave it. Yeah.
Oh, Robert.
Oh, I don't get that. I go, Pop! She goes, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, yeah.
I was always curious to, like, leave Easter eggs at the very end of these things. So, like, any asshole who's like, yeah, man, I'll listen to your podcast. And I go, oh, cool, man. How far did you get? And they go, oh, I heard... And this is what I fucking hate. Oh, I heard you talk about MTV. And I go, oh, so, like, you listen to, like, the five-minute clip? Yeah, it was really funny. I go, did you listen to anything else? No, not yet. And I go, oh, okay. Like, one dude came up to me and he goes, yeah, man, I listened. And I go, like, all right, well, like, did you like it? He goes, yeah, man, I really liked the bit about what... It was like 2 minutes in, man. It wasn't even a fucking bit. I think I said something. And he goes, I go, so you listen to like the first 2 minutes? He goes, yeah. And I was like, all right. So I was like, you know what? No, I'm saving all like the dirty shit for like if somebody really wants to fucking just plunge through this shit.
Can't believe you guys talked about 90s MTV without me.
Dude, we were just fucking setting up.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
There's enough 90s TV to go around, so.
Yes, sir.
I probably, on the real, I probably can't talk about that, can I?
What?
What I did. Maybe I go back and just take out the plays.
Yeah, I think you should just probably just take out the plays. Yeah, it was that. Yeah, it was great. That was
Church or Treat.
Church or Treat.
Dude. There was one time...
And that would be the poll question. Where do you think he jerked off at?
So they brought us to a fucking... So there was one year they brought us to a fucking camp, right? And they made us watch two fucking movies. One of them was Juno, because it wanted to talk to us about teen pregnancy. And the next one was a walk to...
Really paid attention to that
we had to walk. We had to watch a walk to remember. And there's a part where the guy, like...
About teen death.
Right. Well, there's a part where like the guy like pulls the chick's shirt down like over her shoulder, and like in my head, I thought this would be funny if I went, you know, the whole fucking crowd's there. There's a pastor in our watching it with us, and I went, boing. The whole fucking room dies. And, like, I didn't even think to, like, not say it because, like, obviously that meant I was getting hard. And I meant, like, for him. Like, I was, like, saying, like, boing, like, he got a boner. But everyone thought I got a fucking boner.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that was the same church retreat that we played Capture the Flag. These mean girls threw, like, it was Capture the Dress. They threw a dress on top of our cabin and put rocks on top of it so whoever would pull the fucking dress down, the rocks would come down.
Damn.
Lutherans don't give a fuck. I'll take a Lutheran over a Catholic chick any fucking day.
99 treaties. They don't play around, man.
Oh, my God.
Once we learned how to decipher that shit, we said, fuck it, we getting dirty. Fuck you, St. Mary's. I'm just kidding. It was against other Lutherans. Don't worry, Catholics.
Don't worry, Catholics.
Dude, Bo Burnham's, and all you goddamn dirty Catholics can Catholic my balls.
Oh, my goodness.
I miss Bo Burnham's music, man. Those are great YouTube videos. Alright. We done?
Yeah, we can be done.
Angel's bitching about waking up at 8 a.m.
Yep.
I gotta wake up at like 9 a.m. Man, no, I'll probably be up at 8 too.
I'm done with you guys.
Oh, I gotta be up at 7. Sorry, to be there at 8.
I got a long day tomorrow. I gotta work at 12. Guys.
Hell yeah, I gotta work from fucking 8 to 8:30 and then go to Easter at 9 until 2.
I am not working tomorrow at 7 a.m. on something that is not my regular 14-hour job. I am not doing that.
So what are you about to do tomorrow?
I'm not doing that, for sure.
None of that? Nice.
Not come watch all. The NFL Draft on Jab Podcast Network. Yeah.
See,
Facebook Live.
Thursday.
NFL Draft.
See, he was paying attention, but he's just being a fuck.
J. Bobby and Angel breaking down the picks. See, we've read many mock drafts and watched multiple hours of college football.
Yeah. Welcome.
All right, give it again, Jay. Go.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Upper Poor. We're gonna be covering the NFL draft. All the picks we will cover live. Where is Murray gonna go? Where is Bosa gonna go? Who knows? Tune in to find out on the Jab Podcast Network.
I can't fucking
network.
Do that anymore.
Dude, that was great. I was like, holy shit, he's keep going.
Hey, that's dedication to the bit. We done.
That is the fucking intro. That's what we did this for.